If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Welcome to the Bombshell Business Podcast, where driven women in business learn how to become more bold, brave, and unwaveringly confident. Feel empowered and challenged through inspiring stories and tell it like it is advice for business, life, and leadership. All right, Bombshells, thank you for tuning in. Welcome to season 3 of the Bombshell Business Podcast. I'm your host, Amber Hurdle, and just like every other season, every other episode, before we get too far, and we do have a lot to cover today, I, of course, want to give a listener shout out because you left a review on iTunes. You have actually encouraged another woman who needs help in her business. You've encouraged her to give us a listen through your recommendation. So that means you've empowered me to be able to help even more women. I love how that works. If you haven't left a rating and review in iTunes, please do so, or whatever platform that you listen to this on. Let's all put that good juju out there in the world. But today we're going to recognize Linus Wifey. She says, stop what you're doing and go listen to episode 47. Amber's consistently simple and straightforward approach to selling and every other biz-related topic will challenge and refine your skills. She is clearly invested in adding value to business women in a no-nonsense but fun, all caps, thank you, and real way. She's a true blessing. You are a true blessing, because I know if you're a bombshell and you're listening to this, you are giving back and paying forward everything that's been invested in you, because that's what bombshells do. So thank you, sister. I appreciate you more than I can explain. I just really love when you guys give that feedback so other women can know that this is worth their time. I mean, I get it. We all have very limited time. Okay, so a few major announcements before we dive into today's interview. As we transition out of summer and into the fall, I don't know about y'all, we start real early in Tennessee. My son started school today. So my team has had its collective head down to make the Bombshell business world more valuable, more consistent, and easier to be a part of. So I am thrilled to announce that the Bombshell Squad's leadership is growing beyond just me. So yes, I have a team, but I'm talking about I am going to have a team of experts who will now also be delivering amazing content. Don't worry, you got me every episode. In addition to me, they will be on the podcast with me. They're going to be sharing their expertise. We'll be getting into that a little bit more, but just so I can go ahead and announce the second thing in case you're like, oh, I got to push play because I got to go pick up my kids or whatever. The second part of this announcement is that this team of experts is actually going to be fueling the next free tool that I have for you. So, you know, I love to give you tons of free resources. The next free tool is the Bombshell Business app. What? That's right. You are getting an app totally free. And then, of course, we are uncovering ways to make working with me directly a little more accessible. I'm not going to talk about that in this episode because we've got a lot to cover as is. So let's dig a little bit deeper into these other two announcements. Okay, so what are the Bombshell Business Experts? This is a small group that I've hand selected. I've actually known one of them since the 5th grade. I've known another one since the 8th grade. Some of these people have worked with me. They've been employed by me, or they've been a vendor, or we've just worked together on projects and I trust them completely. And I totally know that they get the Bombshell brand. I know that they get what I'm trying to deliver to you. I know that they get that it's not about us, it's about you. And I know that they're going to give you amazing advice. And I also know that if you were to reach out to them directly, I wouldn't have to worry about how they were going to handle you or if they were going to treat you the way that I would treat you. So that's first. Now, they're each going to serve as an expert in their topic. So we're obviously on brand messaging, brand leadership, company culture, customer service, change, things like that. Those are my jams. But now we have someone that is going to be specifically for systems and project management and virtual assistants. We've got someone for financial acumen and bookkeeping, forecasting, and business models. I know I get asked a lot about business models. We've got someone for recruiting and hiring and employee management. We've got somebody for copywriting and editing. So blog posts, social media, sales pages, all that kind of crazy. We've got somebody to talk just about those things. We've got someone for small business events and large events, whether you're hosting them or attending them. We've got somebody for mobile marketing. We've got some people for social media and online marketing. Visual storytelling for your branding and marketing. You want to learn how to take pictures with your iPhone so you can blow up your Instagram of all the stuff in your boutique? We got you. We got it. Okay. And then we also have two lifestyle experts. So one will cover more life coaching type topics and, you know, like relationships and self-talk and fear and that sort of stuff. And then the other will cover style topics like fashion and food and home and those type of lifestyle type things, because we know that Bombshells don't compartmentalize our lives. Like, we are one whole person and we have all of these things going on. And like right now I am recording a podcast, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, my husband's 50th birthday party is coming up and all of these things. So I just want to make sure that I have everything well-rounded for you. I think you're really going to love them. We will consistently interview these people. So no more external guests. There will be opportunity for that via my YouTube channel. But for the podcast, we will rotate through these experts. So everybody will be interviewed each quarter. So we'll have some bonus episodes for Q3 since we're down to the last couple of months, August and September. And then starting in October, everybody will be interviewed once. And then we will rotate that process so that we'll talk about a theme and everybody will give you a perspective on that theme. So hopefully there'll be something for everybody, and that if you are a loyal listener, that it will give you a well-rounded approach to how you are doing business based on the various problems that you're having in your business. Hopefully we can solve all of those. And then of course we will have an ocean of blog posts themed around transitioning back into the swing of things after summer for the rest of Q3. We've got all kinds of blog posts coming up for Q4. Every single expert is submitting content every month. So you might just get tired of me. Anyways, be on the lookout for that. And we'll be rolling out introductions. We'll be doing things on social media and YouTube and all that good jazz. Blog posts about them. We'll be sharing their bios and pictures so you can start to get to know them. And then, of course, once we get a rhythm down, I hope that opens me up to do more videos and then, you know, possibly do more interviews. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you pitch to me, because most people who do this haven't even bothered to listen to the podcast, but if you pitch to me because you want to be on my show, you better understand what my bombshells want and need. And you better tell me how you are going to solve those problems. Because if you're like, oh, I'm great. And I won this and I used to be that. And these are all the things that I talk about. Like, I don't give a rat's tail. I really don't. I don't care how fancy you are. You don't hear me listing all of my fancy pants credentials every time I get on this podcast. When I get on this podcast, I'm like, what are my bombshells having problems with? How can I help them solve those problems? So if you can't do that, step off, okay? I'm just going to be real. Velvet machete out. Whoopsh. Okay. Now, second huge announcement. Again, on September 1st, we will launch the Bombshell Business app. I'm so freaking excited about this. I'm so freaking excited about this. So instead of like, I just feel like I'm strewn all over the internet trying to keep up with everyone. I talk to many of you, and I know that you don't always get a chance to go back to my website to do things. I know our relationship is on your phone, and I feel like I'm just trying to keep up with a lot, and so I'm not always doing that well for you, and I really, really want to be there for you in an intentional way. So I will now have a home that I can invite you into and extend that hospitality, which is like literally one of my spiritual gifts. So here are the ways that I think this is going to add a lot of value to your business experience with me. First of all, you won't have to have your real name representing you on your account. I know many of you are afraid to talk about your business challenges in a Facebook group or even like on my social media because your competition could be on there too, or someone else that you know, they might be in the group and you may not be down with kind of really sharing on there. And I get that. Like, it's really hard to be vulnerable when you feel like you're being watched. So no worries. You can have a username in my app and that problemo goes away. Also, if you're tired of typing in your email address every daggum time you want a free worksheet from me, I get you. I hated asking you to do it. That's just how my software works. So if you're an app user, you will just be a tap away from a library of tools, like literally at your fingertips. You just go to that little section of the app and you're like, right now I need this worksheet. And voila, you have it. We'll also have a chat wall so we can extend the conversation after podcast episodes air. So for example, if we share an episode on Wednesday, which we will always be podcasting on Wednesdays, we can say, go into the chat on Thursday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I'm just throwing out a time. I'm not saying this is going to actually be the time. And Jamie and I will be in there answering your questions about this episode. So we will go in there, and if you have questions, me and the expert will be in there answering them. So we're going to try to be there for you more in real time, and not just in comments and stuff like that. And you know, honestly, I just really struggle with Facebook right now. I don't want you to be living on Facebook. I don't want to be living on Facebook. It's not the wisest use of our time. It takes us away from our business. You go down rabbit trails. There's a lot of hate and anger on there right now. There's a lot of political posts. Like, I really just want you to focus on being positive. And that's exactly what I intend to do inside this app. So, and the other thing is too, if you're not a Facebook user, then you miss out on the conversation. So also double win, you don't have to be a Facebook user to have the app. Whoop, whoop. So those are some of the challenges I wanted to move past to serve you. So some of the features that this is going to have will be, of course, the podcast will be in there. The blog will be in there. My YouTube channel, the chat wall that we just talked about, of course, the worksheets and any free downloads like the quiz and things like that. Which bombshell businesswoman are you? An events calendar, so you know if I have an event or even a webinar that I might be doing, like a free webinar or a public event. Obviously, I do speaking, and so a lot of those are closed events, but you'll know because it'll be right there. So if you wanted to actually work with me in person, it's at your fingertips. All of our online courses will still use Teachable for the time being, but you can access it from the app. So like everything Amber, everything Bombshell is going to be in this app. We'll have private groups. There'll be a news ticker, so you'll always know like what the most important thing is. Like, you'll never miss anything, which I'm sure y'all are just waking up going, oh my gosh, I wonder what Amber is doing. Probably not, but if you log in, you'll see something, whatever I find is the most important thing for you to know, and that might be something that you're interested in. And then, of course, we've got push notifications, which I would encourage you to use because I hope you would know from being on my email list or my text message list, like, I don't just send you stuff all the time. I'm not a hard sell person. Like, I just can't do it. So push notifications would be used like when Twitter had a massive password breach. I could push out a message saying, hey, Twitter just announced that, you know, most of their passwords were compromised. You need to get into your Twitter account right now and change it. Like that type of stuff, like where I can be a business partner in your pocket. Like, I'm just so geeking on this, if you can't tell. So anyways, if you want to be sure, and I'm not even selling you anything, like this is free. So those of you who are going to like inbox me and be like, you're overselling, Amber, like this is freaking free. And I'm going to tell you all about it because I have worked my tail off to make sure this happens for you. So if you don't like it, if you don't want to know about the app, then you're probably, I don't even understand why you're listening to this podcast, because you don't want help. So I do want you to know all about it. So text the word AMBER to 72000 72000 72 and then 30s. Text the word AMBER to 72000. And you'll get access to the Bombshell Business Personality Quiz, and then you'll be in the text message list. So we will text everybody the link to download the app on iPhone or Android, or you could do the web app, whatever, you know, floats your boat. Oh, do you hear Gibbs in the background, y'all? I got a puppy. You will learn all about him. He's one of the official experts too. He will be on the experts page. Big change in my life. It's like having a freaking toddler, but he's adorable. You should follow him on Instagram. He's a Nashville Gibbs, G-I-B-B-S. Okay. Anyways, we have more announcements that were in yesterday's blog post, so we'll link to that in the show notes, but I think that's plenty for today. This episode is probably already going to go long. So let's talk about today's interview. It's so good. So when I was playing with the idea of an app, I talked about it with a friend, and we really got into the nitty-gritty of it. Then I talked about it with my coach, and we just decided maybe it wasn't the right time, because I do have a ton going on right now. And so we decided maybe we should focus on that in 2019. But then that same week, I had a meeting scheduled with today's guest. So the same week that I was like, maybe we shouldn't do this, I had a coffee meeting. So he saw me speak about branding at Craft Content, and my gut just said to meet with him after our discussion that day. So he's like, hey, let's grab a cup of coffee, which, you know how I feel about that most of the time. but something was just like, yeah, you need to go have coffee with him. So dude shows up to Panera talking about the power of mobile marketing. And I started to shut him down because I had literally just kicked that plan into 2019, like a couple days before. Not that I don't think it's highly valuable. I do, but I just was like, okay, it's not the right time. It's down the road. But then he came over on my side of the table and sat next to me, and he had this Cheshire Cat grin on his face, and he asked me if he can just show me what it would be like. So I was like, okay, fine, whatever. Cool. I'm a visual person. So he punches in his passcode to his phone, and then he pulls up to an app, and it's my app. Like, it was my face. It was my logo. I was like, what? Dude built me an app before a meeting? Like, are you kidding me right now? So he walked me through how awesome this would be for you. Again, he didn't try to sell me. He talked about how it'd be valuable to you. And so I was sold, because now he's already talking my language. Like, he knows what I'm about. So, like, let's do this thing. Where do I sign? And it just solves all of my problems, as I've already described to you. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay, but how am I going to make sure that you have all the content that you need to make it worth going into the app and like exploring it? So that's when I came up with the expert model, the Bombshell Business Experts. And of course, I've asked him to be a part of it because he's a genius. He really is. He's a bit of a mad scientist like myself. Game recognizes game. So we were off. And that's why I am thrilled to have him as the first Bombshell Business Expert guest. So let's read his official Fancy Pants intro before we dive in. Keith Troop is a creative mobile marketer. He develops and creates mobile marketing and branding app solutions for businesses, venues, events, and organizations. He leverages everyday life experiences and his business knowledge to help business owners connect, engage, and build relationships with existing clients and new prospects, and to establish loyal brand fans utilizing mobile marketing and media solutions. Mobile is everywhere, and your business should be too. So I'm very excited to interview him today. And then at the end of each quarter, we are going to be completely vulnerable with you and do an episode, a bonus episode, where it's like what worked, what didn't, and pull back the curtain, because this is new to me. I don't know what I'm doing. Keith does, thank goodness. And we're going to share that with you. So if you do decide to go down this route, or you're thinking maybe one day you're going to go down this route, you can learn from me and my mistakes, and then you don't have to make them yourself, right? And then hopefully learn from my wins too. So saddle up, girlfriend. Let's do this thing. Okay, Keith, welcome to the Bombshell Business Podcast. I really appreciate you agreeing to be one of the Bombshell Business experts and make your first appearance on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate you inviting me very much.
As I mentioned in the intro, Keith is a wealth of knowledge, and we're about to dive into some serious mobile marketing mayhem, to use a little alliteration. And let's just first start talking about when we talk about mobile marketing, that's really, really big. Can you start breaking that down for us and even just explaining like why mobile is such a big thing that we need to be talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. Mobile is really, it's everywhere. It's become what people are used to having on a daily basis at their access. People have smartphones and they use them for so many different things. They use them for searching for their favorite restaurant. They search to find products and services, directions on how to get places. They want to listen to music. They watch videos or movies. They do shopping. They socialize on Facebook. They read and write reviews and so much more. So mobile has really become a part of people's lifestyle.
Yeah, it's an appendage. I mean, it's definitely beyond, you know, I used to flip open my phone. I remember my BlackBerry. I could totally one thumb any email in a heartbeat. And now, I mean, if I was to leave my phone behind, I would probably be late or do whatever I needed to go back and get my phone because it's just that big of a part of my day. And I'm not a phone addict. Like, it is legitimately like my tools and my business and everything is on my phone. I just can't go without it.
Yeah. Well, you know, really, in a sense, the phone has replaced the computer.
Yes.
So that, you know, what we used to rely on to do with our computers, we now do with our phones. And since our phones are with us constantly, they're really within arm's reach 24/7. Even when you're sleeping, your phone is within your arm's reach. So it's become part of your lifestyle to have a computer to do all these different things that you would normally rely on multiple things to do just a few years ago.
Yeah. And then it's also our social life, right? So talk to us a little bit about the social experience, not just in general. Like, I mean, we all know we text our friends, we're on Facebook, that sort of thing. But from a standpoint of a business owner looking at their customers who are using it as a social tool, what does that look like?
Well, consumers expect your business to be mobile friendly and offer ways to engage and build relationships with them. Even Google has made it really a priority for a business to have a mobile friendly website, and they rank you according to that. So even for companies that are large scale companies like Google, they put a lot of emphasis on that as much as your customers and consumers do. And so according to eMarketer.com, in 2017, adult consumers spent an average of 10 to 12 hours a day online,
which is a lot.
Yes. And 87% of them search online, but honestly, 90% or so still want to come into buy from a local business. So if you have a great mobile experience with something like a mobile friendly website, or even better, a mobile app, it offers you a competitive edge over your competitor, but it also provides a way that's easy to connect, to engage, and to build a relationship with each and every new or existing customer or prospect that might be interested to walk into your establishment. So there's a lot of social that can go on with that, and things like incentives to offer rewards and coupon offers and one-touch calling and directions, offering a way to socially share your content across their favorite social website, photographs, videos, events, buying things through your mobile app. Those are all social integrated actions and activities now that create a user experience that consumers actually desire to have with you, your staff, and your company.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I live in small town America-ish. Keith and I actually live about, what, 30 minutes from each other.
Yeah.
And I'm in Lebanon, Tennessee, spelt the same as the country Lebanon, but here we pronounce it Lebanon. And so we can't get those things confused. And so there is relationship in this community that we have brick and mortar businesses, and the people who own those places and the people who work and serve the customers there are the same people that you're grocery shopping next to and on the treadmill at the gym next to, and you're going to church with them. So it is inherently a community. And then what you're saying is, one of these boutiques on the Lebanon Square can create a mobile app to not just be like, hey, I saw you at Kroger and now you're shopping in my store. You're saying now you're going to have like a daily 10 to 12 hour a day opportunity based on those statistics to go deeper.
Yes, actually, that is correct. People like relationships with their favorite places that they eat or they shop, and they like to share those places and those opportunities that they enjoy with their friends and family through social media. So the more that you offer the ability to be social with your business, the more the consumer and your customer becomes engaged in being social about sharing your business. So, if they're on Facebook and they've had a great experience in your mobile app, say for example they've earned a loyalty reward, they could in essence share that with their Facebook feed, and other people could see. It's kind of what I would label as bragging rights, that you've earned something and you've shared it with them, and they can basically go, wow. I didn't know they had an opportunity for me to earn a reward at that business, and I've thought about checking them out. And it really creates a social experience for the business to be shared, and the consumer, that's using the app begins to build a relationship through photos and videos and coupons and having the ability to get that reward punched when they're in the store making a purchase. So now the business owner is socially really active within the consumer's everyday activities.
Okay, so what you're telling me is that instead of having to look them up on a website and then being like, oh, yay, I got my physical card punched for a free pizza, and then I have to open up my Facebook app or Instagram app or whatever app and then type out a response, oh, I'm at, and then tag the place and hope that you follow them so it comes up and to get my free pizza. So like that's like what, five steps? What you're saying is if this pizza place had a mobile app that you're tracking these rewards within the app and then something pops up where they can just hit share and it in one fell swoop, your customer's not jumping through any hoops, they are able to share immediately that they had this good experience and that they got this reward at their favorite pizza place. Is that accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. The ability to share either just that one thing that they experienced in the app is possible, or they can share the entire app. So it becomes like word of mouth marketing, where I could share that entire app with a friend through text messaging or social media.
Yeah. And I know my friends and I do that a lot. I was actually on vacation with my family and my cousin. Well, technically my husband's cousin, but you know, I call her my cousin. We were shopping together and oh, do you shop at this place 'cause they've got, you know, great prices and their shipping's free and whatever. And it's like, "Oh, really?" And it was just sharing the app with each other. Like we weren't writing it down, we weren't taking notes or saying, "Oh, I'm going to look at that later." We physically went into our phone, shared the app, and the other person immediately downloaded it and started shopping while we were physically standing in a store shopping. So
Yeah,
there's power in that.
exactly. I mean, it's really the new way that word of mouth marketing is done. And we all know word of mouth marketing is one of the most powerful ways that your business gets shared. So if you have a digital way of doing that, that makes it easy, and friendly. And then now, even the business owner could connect with that particular user, even though they've never met, because push notifications allow you to create a way to send your mobile message to anyone who has the app, and that push notification can reach out to everyone as a whole. It could reach out to segmented groups of people. It could reach out to just one particular person that has the app, and all of that is totally unfiltered content as well, because a lot of the places that you might do your marketing through Facebook, social media, television, or wherever, they're all kind of filtered by the company that allows whether that content is seen fully or not on your mobile app. Your message is always received, and if it has value, then that person is likely to view that content, but you never have to worry if your message was delivered or not.
Yeah, and that's very powerful. The eyeballs, that's what everybody's paying for, right? When you pay for ads, you're paying for eyeballs. And if you know that you're in control of those eyeballs, that is putting you way in the driver's seat, big time.
Oh, absolutely. And it allows you to know that your content can be measured by the analytical data that you can view inside of that app as well. Because you have the ability to see where they're spending time and when's the last time they logged in, because you have a nice dashboard of information about the consumer and what they're doing in the app. Have they shared your content? Have they earned rewards? Have they spent money? All of those are data and analytical information that empower the business owner to understand their customer, their habits, what are they interested in or not interested in, so that they can tailor their content and tweak and improve it. And the things that are working, they can do more of that. And so it's really powerful for the business to have that kind of information, because usually everywhere else you advertise using your marketing methods, you don't really have a lot of analytical data that's easy to understand and see and utilize for changing and improving your marketing functions within your business.
Right. And so is this easy data to read? I mean, for the average, I joke, and I think as my audience continues to grow, the tech savviness of the audience tends to grow too. But I like to joke that I teach Wilma Flintstone how to do business in a Jane Jetson world. So as these business owners who don't even love like a CRM or like a accounting software, how user friendly is the back end of an app where you access that kind of data?
Oh, it's very user friendly. One of the scariest things that I think I've ever looked at is Google Analytics, because you almost have to have some kind of science degree to figure out what all of it means. Once you log into the dashboard for the app, not only can you edit the content and update it yourself, but you can look at all these wonderful analytical graphs and data in easy to use, easy to read form. That allow you to even customize how you're looking at the data. For example, let's say you were running a special on your app and you wanted to find out if people were actually taking advantage of that special and looking at it. You can go into the analytical information and segment just that last few days of when you've run the promotion and see whether people are visiting that tab and getting any kind of interaction, so you can determine whether it's being successful based on interactivity in the app and are they coming into your store to utilize that coupon. Being able to have that at your disposal and be easy in a graph form and looking at it so that you can make quick judgments and decisions to say whether it's working or not working, so you can adjust and again send maybe a push notification out to everyone who has the app to let them know that you have the special offer, and maybe if you've made a change or you've done something based on the data you've looked at, you can easily provide that through a push notification to encourage people to go visit that special that you're offering.
Yeah, or if you think about, if you're having a slow week and you want to have a flash sale to drive people into your business, you can send a push notification. Hey, for the next 48 hours, everything in the store is marked down 20%. I mean, talk about a way to get people that might be thinking about, oh, I need a dress. Now you've got people coming in that week covering a slump in your business that might make or break payroll at the end of the week. I mean, that's
absolutely
hoping
absolutely.
They see it on Facebook, hoping the new algorithm and Instagram shows your, hey, we're having a flash sale for the next 48 hours within that 48 hour period instead of 3 days later in somebody's feed. I mean, that's, people are building a lot of their business on sand and not on foundation, and really trying to depend on these businesses, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, that can change how they do things, and they don't care if it's impacting your how you figured out how to do business. They're in it for their own business. So
absolutely. I laugh sometimes because, you know, let's just say that you took the time to craft a really wonderful post. Maybe you even had a really nice graphic to go with it. And you're talking about this maybe special offer that you have on a dress or maybe, you know, whatever it might be. And all of a sudden, somebody's cat video popped in at the same time on my newsfeed, and I was intrigued because cats are cute. So I end up looking at the cat video and totally missed what you sent in the newsfeed to me. And your 48-hour sale just went right to the cat video.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. And I'm not knocking social media because I think that there's power in that if you use it in the way that is most strategic for your business. But I know restaurants have got to be hurting right now, especially on Instagram. You know, they put out those beautiful pictures of what the special of the day is, but it might not show up for 3 days in my feed. And it's like, well, that would have been nice to know on Wednesday, but it's Friday. You know?
Absolutely.
And so that's hard to keep up with. But with the push notifications on an app, which I know some people can turn off, it's like you get a text message, you get a notification that, you know, your Amex spent X amount of dollars on whatever, and then this pops up just like any of those other notifications on your phone. So it's in real time. So maybe now would be a good time to make an announcement, because obviously I know way more about this than I should, because Keith has educated me. But Keith is building an app for Bombshells, right? So we yep. are going to have the Bombshell Business app. We're super excited about it. I was hem-hawing about this for a while and decided, oh, I don't think this now's the time. And then Keith and I met, and he was telling me all these things. And I'm like, this is a no-brainer. This is like, why would I consider not doing this? Because I didn't understand the capacity of it, basically. And what I have found with you all, a few things, if I could hijack a little bit of this interview so we could dive right back in. The thing that I found with you all, dear Bombshell listeners, is that our relationship is on your phone. And when I did the 15-minute phone calls and helped laser coach some of your highest issues, the opportunities in your business, and I asked just a few quick questions at the end, I learned that A, you very rarely have the opportunity to sit down and go back and find something on my website. You're listening to me in the car, cooking dinner, running, at the gym, laying down with your child, trying to get them to go to sleep. You are active and not, by the time you get to your computer, like you've so moved past whatever episode you listen to. So that's number one. Number two is, and this annoys me to even make you do it, anytime I do a worksheet to correspond with an episode or any type of bonus thing, you have to go in, put in your name, put in your email address, and you could have gotten 30 from me at this point, but you still have to do that every time. Well, on my app, if you're an app user and you've registered, then you have access to the portal of all worksheets and all bonuses and all things like that. So it's like you're a visitor of my home, and I get to be far more hospitable to you because it's my house. I'm not like renting a pad on Facebook and trying to have a Facebook group over there. This is my home, and I get to do things my way and how I want to treat you. So looking at it from that perspective was very, very powerful to me. And then as I'm thinking about all of this, I'm like, well, what if, let's just Keith, go down the road of like a day spa or a hair salon or spa salon combo, they don't even have a website, or they do, it's kind of janky. It doesn't really represent their brand well. Take us down the path of what a mobile app could mean for a business like that.
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of salons or nail type places, as a good example, they might not have anything but a Facebook page. So with a mobile app, they have the ability to really have a website, because the apps that we develop on the web platform actually can function as a real website, and they are SEO friendly for search capabilities as well. So if they don't have a website, we really actually provide one by offering the app. Because if you go to it in a normal laptop computer, it's going to function similar to a website. But the things that they can do to empower their business and engage their customers are offer them the ability, for example, one-touch calling. I normally wouldn't keep my hairdresser in my address book. That's for friends or family. I don't keep businesses there. So by having an app on the phone, I can hit that single icon, and within one button push, I can call and make my appointment, or I could even book inside the app and make my appointment that way. If I don't know how to get to that particular business, I can have driving directions. I have the ability to engage with them through photos, so that for example, they could be showing me different hairstyles that they have done for their customers. So I could see different potential hairstyles I might want to have them do when I go in for my appointment. They can offer tips and hints for ways to take care of your hair on a daily basis through push notifications or through a news feed that could be a ticker across the bottom of the app. So, you know, all of those are opportunities, along with being able to sell their merchandise through the app, are ways for them to really create an experience that's similar to a website, but it's an app, and so it can function as both.
Yeah. So now you've got an advertising tool, you've got a marketing tool to replace or enhance your website presence, and you've got a relationship management tool, and basically social media all within one little hub. And, you know, we're in such a niche society now. Everything is exactly the way that we want it. And I'm sure most people, well, I don't know. I've got a really great relationship with my hair whisperer. So I have her cell phone number. We text, we send each other stuff. We have that relationship outside of an app. But you can't be that with every single client that you have, right? But this gives you that opportunity to be fully present and treat your customers like the VIPs that I know that you want them to be. And I think one of the big reasons why I love the app model is it's not about like, oh, here's this tool that I have to like manage my business. This is a tool that I choose to have because I care about providing the best experience for my audience as possible. And that's way more fun. Way more fun.
Absolutely. You know, you have to also recognize that consumers are being trained by bigger companies like Starbucks to do everything on the app. And so I'm a big, you know, proponent of going into a Starbucks and earning my loyalty for my free coffee. So let's go back to, for example, the hairstylist. So if they offered a loyalty program just like Starbucks does, and let's say after 10 haircuts or 5 or whatever they determine is practical, I could earn a free facial, or I could earn a free haircut, or you know, any number of things. If I'm a dentist, I could earn a free whitening. I mean, it just depends on your business as to what kind of reward you would offer. But having the ability to do that, because I'm used to doing that at Starbucks, means that you're showing that you really have a lot of appreciation and value for me as a customer. to know that if I'm going to spend money with your business, that I'm going to receive a reward for doing that. And that is empowering, because as a business owner, you want to make that VIP opportunity feel really great and special. And that's absolutely one of the ways to do it. Coupons, offers, loyalty programs, just so many different things that you can do. Even having a video channel where you could have a simple video to meet the staff, or you could introduce a new haircut and show it through a video, because people are consuming video more today than ever before. So it really, it's socially engaging, and all the social media, as you mentioned as well, can all be umbrellaed in there. So I don't have to go to five different apps to find all your social places that you are online. I can just go inside the app and choose the one that I prefer to engage with you on.
Yeah. And I think the other thing that I love about it is, I know that people who have downloaded my app and who are active users are they want to come to my house. I did not hijack them. I did not kidnap them. I'm not holding right. them against their will in my app. Whereas sometimes on social media, I feel like I'm just shouting out into the universe and hoping that my people, my bombshells, are actually getting to see it and not God and country. That just feels so much less intimate. And so I mean, honestly, I hold back. I'm not, unless you're on Twitter, because I know people who follow me on Twitter are like, for sure, they want to follow me. But at some of these other places, it's like a mix of my friends and a mix of community members and people that I meet at conferences and peers. And, you know, they're not necessarily 100% my people. But I'm so excited about using an app so that, like, my people and I are in there, and I'm leaving everything out on the table. Like, I'm giving it my all, and I can just be fully bombshell businesswoman, and that's only going to the people that fully expect that and want that and can appreciate that and live in that space with me. So
yeah, it builds a sense of community, really, which is, I think, important, because I'd much rather be part of a community of people that share similar likes and interests, and have the opportunity to engage with them. You know, one of the things that you and I talked about potentially doing with the app is having, you know, different types of ability to chat with people through chat walls, or,
yeah,
you know, having, you know, a variety of different things that they can come together as a community and give you feedback and have conversation through the app. Those community types of things, even events that they might have in their business, you know, I could look and see that my friend Sally is attending the event through your app. And that might just be the thing that gets me to go to your event, because I like Sally and we like to hang out together.
Yeah.
So that sense of community is really something that you can achieve as part of the relationship of a mobile app for a business owner.
Yeah, which is so, so stinking cool. I am a tight-knit person, and I like to have relationship. I'm definitely on the fascination advantage assessment, of which I'm certified. I'm passion and innovation. And passion means that you like to create warm emotional connections, and that relationship is one of your highest values. And so this is definitely something I'm really excited about, Keith. And I just appreciate you for conning me into it.
Oh, absolutely. Really. You know, another thing I know that is really important that you promote to all of these business owners is how important branding is.
Yes.
And that's another really important reason that mobile apps play a big part in branding your business, because I'm branded on the desktop of their phone when my icon is there. And, you know, consumers, they become fans of their favorite brands. And that results in them becoming what I call a brand advocate or brand ambassador. Consumers are using mobile apps on a daily basis, both national ones like Starbucks I mentioned, or local brands, maybe their favorite dress shop or their favorite hairstylist salon. And so through social sharing of the content inside the app, they become brand ambassadors of your business, and being able to share just one piece like we talked about with a loyalty reward that I've earned, or sharing the entire app through, like we said, word of mouth marketing. It really begins to empower that business to have the fan become part of their marketing as brand ambassadors. And, you know, with it, with us fixing to go into the biggest buying season of the year, where people spend the most amount of money, having something like that as a business to position yourself to better serve your existing customers as well as new or prospective customers that might come into your establishment, it gives you the opportunity to get repeat clients and have them become brand ambassadors on your behalf and advocate your brand in many different ways.
Yeah, that's so well put. And I have to brag on Keith too, because the first time that we ever met up, he sits down and he's telling me about, you know, apps, and I literally just had a conversation with a really good friend and somebody I like to bounce things off of. And he was like, girl, you got to have an app. And I talked about it with my own coach and we kind of put it off. And then Mr. Keith just pulls out his phone and there was my app. I was like, do what now? And he had designed an app for me. And the cool thing was, and of course we met with him hearing me talk about branding. I was giving a speech at Craft Content in Nashville. And so he knew that branding mattered to me and I would appreciate this. It was perfectly branded. I mean, perfectly branded, like everything else in the Bombshell world. And on top of it, the images that he chose were not necessarily even the images that are front and center on my website. However, when I do advertising, they're the images that convert at the highest rate, which I found so interesting that you had such an eye for what was going to work for me. And you barely knew me. You'd heard me give a, 45-minute talk about branding and brand messaging, and we chatted right for maybe 10 minutes after that, and that's all you knew of me. So,
yes.
I mean, this is not rocket science for someone like Keith who knows what he's doing. So as we're getting right at time here, I think this would be a great time to say, you have an offer for anybody who wants to take this shortcut in branding and community building and marketing. So tell us about what you can do for Bombshells who might want to explore the opportunity to have app for their business.
Sure. Absolutely. I know a lot of times business owners, they invest their marketing dollars in different places, and I wanted to create a special offer for your Bombshell clients that would give them kind of a really good opportunity to stick the toe in the water and do an app that would allow them to, I think, offer a great incentive, which is a loyalty reward program for their customers. Whether you have products or services, you can offer that and do it at so it's really affordable. And going into the holiday buying season, it gives you an opportunity to start with an app that's affordable, and then we can always add additional features if you determine you want to go further. But this is kind of like a get it started type of offer. And I call it the loyalty reward program app. And I'm doing basically the loyalty reward, the ability to have your phone information, a photo tab, just kind of essentials as part of that. And the cost is very affordable at $500 to just create the app initially. And then $99 a month allows you to have unlimited push notifications so you can continue to connect and update your app through a very friendly user web portal as well.
Yeah, that is a very generous offer and a totally reasonable cost month over month. And, you know, and of course, I'm not saying you shouldn't have a website, but if you don't have a website, or if you have a chintzy website that you don't love, maybe you put it together yourself, or you paid your second cousin to do, and you don't share it because you're not proud of it, to get a decent website, you're looking at easily $3,000, you know, for baseline good website. And you're going to do something that can act like a website and also be an app for $500 and then maintaining all of those features for $99 a month. So no additional security costs or, you know, backup fees or anything like that. It's $99 a month. That's
correct.
It is really ridiculous. And Bombshells, you know, I don't I don't talk about things that I don't think would be of value to you. Honestly, I could go sit by my pool and live the rest of my life and not do any of this, and my family would be just fine. So I'm doing this. I'm the whole point of my business comes from a place of passion, and that's why I hope as we roll out our app, and as I continue to bring these experts to you, it is with great purpose that I do it. I thought about who was the best to bring to you, that was the most authentic, that is the most knowledgeable, and who's not going to screw you over. That's a very important one. And so, you know, whether you do business with Keith or not, I'm really looking forward to his contributions, both in the blog and within the app as we chit chat with you, and also as a regular guest each quarter on the podcast, because this dude's legit. He's got crazy ingenious ideas and makes me think differently, and I've been doing this for forever. I mean, I'm coming up on 20 years, Keith. Like, I've got really good Botox, y'all. That's all I gotta say.
Well, it's, you know, it's a lot of fun, and I like to be creative with marketing. So, you know, we can get in there and work with all these bombshell people and help them create unique marketing concepts and ideas to reach their customers and increase their profits and hopefully build community and relationship with their customers on a different level.
Yeah, and we'll be talking to Alex Hubenthal, our financial expert, in an upcoming episode, and we talk about the lifetime value of a customer. And what Keith is talking about is completely going to pair well with that, and building that long-term relationship, so it's not just a one and done, and then you have to start from scratch finding new customers. So on that note, Keith, thank you so much for your time and for sharing so generously with the Bombshell community.
Well, thank you for having me, and I look forward to getting to know everyone.
Absolutely. Until next time. Thanks for listening to the Bombshell Business Podcast. Visit amberhurdle.com for more resources like show notes, and check out thebombshellbusinesswoman.com to grab my book and download the free bonuses.